Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Campbell's here. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 12 years now, he's been hanging out with us. He's executive and career coach at C-Level Executives. And he's also the author of a number of books, including Where to Go From Here, which is all about being reinventing. I'll get him to remind us about some of the others. He is the success coach. And he's our good friend, Doug Campbell. Welcome back.
Jim, nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Did I miss any other books?
Well, the first one was called Where to Go From Here,
yep.
Reinventing Your Career and Your Business. And the second one was called The 16-28 Solution, which is going back to the passions of your youth between the ages of 16 and 28.
Right.
And
exactly.
Reinventing.
So I want to talk about the reinventing for just a little bit. I've reinvented myself. I suspect you have too. I've done some serious reinvention, and as I said in the earlier segment, Doug, most of the time it was my decision to reinvent myself. Once or twice I had some help. I was nudged a little bit in toward my reinvention, but the truth is, when I look back, even as disruptive as it was sometimes, and having to start over in a number of cases, wasn't exactly a piece of cake, but I look back and Doug, I wouldn't have done it any other way. What do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting because, you know, if you reinvent, you usually have to go through the dipsy doodle, you know, which a plane goes through. You have to go down before you go up. And, you know, it's painful. Most people resist it or wait too long to do it, but you re-energize and you get to a new place. And
look at all the new stuff you learn.
Yeah, you got to be open to new ideas and connect with new people and just expand your process.
Well, if you're not a curious person and if learning isn't important to you, you probably won't like reinventing, will you?
No, you would have a tough time, and that's sometimes I have a client right now. I do C-level coaching, and he's become a partner of a new firm that he does M&A deals and, you know, smaller companies between 25 and 500 million. And, it's interesting. He switched firms. He's a partner in a new firm. And, we're spending a lot of time on just his strategies for business development, networking, working with the partners, where to focus, how to build his niche. And, it's exciting, but it's a little painful too.
Well, you brought in something that a lot of people don't often associate with reinvention. And that is getting help, getting someone to coach you. A lot of times when you're reinventing, you're kind of vulnerable in those days, and you might actually be a little down on yourself. A coach can fix that, can't they?
You know, one of the more interesting clients I ever worked with was a guy named Gary Lico, and Gary Lico developed Actor Studio and 100 cable shows, and. There was an article on the Success Coach, my business, in the Wall Street Journal, and he had grown from 3 to 15 people, wasn't having any fun in his business, it wasn't working, and so we got in there, we had to change his team a little bit, change the structure of the business, and free him up to do business development and new deals, and took his best guy and made him a strong number two. But, you know, he just said, hey, this isn't working the way I want. I need to get some perspective on how to make these changes. And spent about a year, and he went straight up after that with more and more business.
Well, one thing we all have issues with, we all have a problem with, and that is seeing our own circumstances as they really are. We really, just like you can't edit your own work. You know, if you write, somebody else has to help you with the editing. You just can't do your own. I'll write something, and I'll go through it with I'll pore over every word, and give it to somebody else in my office, and they'll find, you know, three things that are wrong that I should have seen, but I just didn't see it.
Yeah, definitely. And you need to sit on stuff overnight, I think, if you're writing your ideas, and see how it looks the next day, too, or the next few hours later.
But it's the same thing with your own plans for yourself, isn't it? You need someone else to say.
Well, I think it's helpful because you start to drill down on people's business and what their challenges are and what their concerns are. And a lot of times, just by asking a series of questions, you get them to really start to get clarity for themselves, and then you can help guide them to what the decisions or what the steps are. And sometimes they're not easy, but you know, a lot of times they're people related. You get someone who maybe helped start the business, but isn't the right person now. And it's they're hard changes. You may have been emotionally attached to
in America's history, isn't this one of the most unique times when people we've got so many people who are between eras, right? They're between the information age or even the industrial age and the digital age, and so many people are having difficulty making the transition. There's a lot of need for this reinvention help out there, isn't there?
Oh, I think a lot of people. I've worked with a number of very successful people who are plus or minus 50, and you know, they were in finance or media forever, very successful, but now they really need to change gears completely, and they can't get back in, they can't get paid what they were paid, and they need to think broadly. So this second book, The 1628, was five clients who used different strategies to reinvent themselves. One was an internal strategy. We created a hedge fund for a major league sports program and doubled his salary. But, you know, another was starting a business. Another was total career change. I think you have to kind of really drill into yourself. What do I like to do? What are my passions? And spend some time thinking about that.
Well, and here's another reality. If you're having trouble getting relaunched in your 50s, you know, unless you made a whole lot of money earlier in your career, you're probably going to have to come to the reality that you're going to be working into your 70s, right? Would you agree with that, Doug?
Many times, definitely. Yeah.
So my point is, if it takes you 3 or 4 years, if you're 55, it takes you 3 or 4 years to get retooled. It's probably a good investment, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think it's very common to stay engaged into your 70s today or longer. Yeah.
I'm going to be longer. They're going to carry me out feet first, Doug. Hey, I need a website, Doug.
TheSuccessCoach.com, TheSuccessCoach.com. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I've started five businesses, and, you know, glad to
hold on to that thought. When we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.